Harper Audio presents Fierce Medicine, Breakthrough Practices to Heal the Body and Ignite the Spirit by Anna Tiger Forest. This is me, reading to you. Introduction. Raging thunder, crackling lightning, and ferocious winds have followed me throughout my life. And I'm not just talking about high-energy weather disturbances, but the abuse that drove me to alcohol by age 4, cigarettes by age 6, weed and pills a few years later, and the raging storms inside my body. Epilepsy, migraines, paralysis, and bulimia. Those storms ravaged me, left marks deep inside me, until I figured out how to use them to scour myself clean and turn their energy toward my own healing. I learned to give voice to the truths of the thunder and lightning within my body and spirit. Now I understand that some of my gifts are to induce cataclysm and to be a truth speaker, someone who is committed to speaking about difficult and hidden things, to revealing the beauty in the world in order to teach and heal. In seeking to heal myself, I had to first learn to surf all that violent, chaotic energy in my own life. I discovered that I was a pathfinder to other people's truths, that I could help them navigate the storms in their lives and seek a way out of pain. My soul's work is to guide other people through dramatic transformations. My quest for the teachers and the tools that would help me on my path has taken me to the great masters of India, to caves in the Himalayas, and to Native American medicine circles. To see whether the wild promises held true, I sought out and mastered nearly every advanced, freaky, esoteric practice the ancient sutras and the healing arts had to offer. I have no loyalty to concepts that aren't true for me. Although I studied yoga with BKS Iyengar himself, the most important lesson I learned from him was to disobey the dictator if you don't find a man's character congruent with his teachings. I learned more about true healing and wisdom from a humble woman who ministered to the poor of India, and from that country's sadhus, the wild and saintly women and men, than I did from people with outsized reputations and followings. I spent almost 6 years on a Native American reservation where I first learned to call the storms my friends. Training as a pipe carrier and medicine woman, I learned the power of ceremony. I studied energetic healing techniques with internationally acclaimed medicine woman and healer, Roslyn Bruyere. I discarded what didn't work from both ancient and modern wisdom traditions and braided in the wisdom from my years as a horse whisperer to create the unique approach I call forest yoga. I have been learning and teaching yoga for 40 years. What I present here are tools for life transformation, forged in the cauldron of my own experience and tested on the hundreds of thousands of students I've taught in that time. This book lays out a system of practices founded in yoga and Native American medicine. The system specifically addresses the challenges and stresses, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, that all people face. The Lakota medicine man, Black Elk, lived through the shattering of the spine of his people. Describing the desperate spiritual bereftness he saw around him, he said, "The rainbow hoop of the people has been broken." The rainbow hoop refers to people living harmoniously, just as the colors of the rainbow lie side by side. The people he speaks of include the other inhabitants of the earth, including the animals. I created forest yoga to do my part in mending the hoop of the people. This is my life's calling, my spirit pledge.